This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The circumstantial evidence was very clear, but the Obama administration told us that it was just a coincidence. The government secretly organized an airlift of $400 million worth of euros and Swiss francs that coincided with the January release of four Americans held hostage in Iran. On my radio program, I played a Fox Business Network interview with Pastor Saeed Abedini, who was told at the airport that he and other hostages would be waiting for hours until another plane landed. We all know what this was. It was a ransom payment. But the administration denies this and wants us to believe that it was merely a coincidence. Once again, the Obama administration is engaged in gaslighting. You may not be familiar with the term. Gaslighting comes from the play and the movie Gaslight. It describes how sociopaths and narcissists lie and manipulate victims who eventually begin to doubt their own memory and perception. In this case, the Obama administration wants you to believe their version and doubt your perception. We can also think of other cases of gaslighting. The attack on Benghazi, September 11, 2012, looked like a terrorist attack to all of us. Nearly 150 gunmen wearing flak jackets attacked the compound with guns, RPGs, and other weapons. It looked like a coordinated attack, but we were told that it was a spontaneous demonstration over an internet video that was posted weeks earlier. How about this one? Remember when the president told us at least 30 times that if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, or if you like your plan, you can keep your plan? Later, he tried to explain that we misunderstood what he promised. Our memory and perception of his claim was an error. This, my friends, is called gaslighting. The president and his administration want you to believe their version and assume that your memory and perception are wrong. But after nearly 8 years of this, I think we now know who is wrong. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Betrayal, slavery, revenge, redemption. Ben-Hur, in theaters Friday, from Paramount Pictures, rated PG-13.